And let's see here. David, what do you want to talk to me about?
Yeah, how are you, Sloan?
Very good.
Let's see. By coincidence, I am calling from the West Coast.
Oh, good.
San Francisco.
Excellent.
And even though I haven't been up in Portland, I can tell you it rains there a lot. And if the guy previous was interested in flowers, no doubt. I mean, it's
have to be water lilies, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, out of 365 days of the year, I think they get something like 240 or maybe it's upwards of that rain. I mean, it's pretty bad. So
good if you're a fish.
Yeah, it's like you gotta be part part fish to live up there. Hey, you know, I was kind of interested. You were talking about Iraq, and I mean, my God, there are so many different scams that Bush is doing, and in particular. I don't know if you're aware of the billions of dollars that are missing. You know, what is this? Over 2 years ago, when Bush did a quick transition of the government, you know, we were supposed to give the government back to them on July 1st of, I think it was 2003.
Oh, we did. We gave a formal transfer. I remember that. We all celebrated.
As a matter of fact, he did it suddenly in like a week early.
Yeah.
And, well, it turns out the reason they did it a week early was because for a year and a half, let's see, I guess we invaded in something like the 19th of March, and then this transfer was in late June. So for about a year and a half, they did not have any accountants. All of the billions of dollars that were budgeted toward Iraq, there were no accountants. The scandal about the lack of accounting had caused some accountants to get started on it, and that was only a little over a year later. It was in April of 2003. So for 13 months, they had absolutely no accounting. And so this accountant had counted up to about $20 billion was utterly missing. And,
I haven't heard a figure that high. If you recall when Galloway came and testified before the U.S. Congress, which I thought was riveting, and I mean, he really did, he went into quite a little rant against this. And he did say, you know, rather than oil for food scandal, maybe you ought to be investigating the roughly $1 billion that's unaccounted for in U.S. spending in Iraq. Who knows where that ended
low.
Up?
Yeah, it's definitely low. I mean,
well, that was his figure, so people, I'm not, you know, you got one and he's got one, so
well,
I don't know which
people,
one is right.
The accountant, this was a guy from KPMG, or it's not just a guy because it was such a massive project, but these accountants, when Bush did that sudden transfer, the reason they did it was because the documents that the guy was inspecting were then transferred over to the Iraqi government, and the guy had no more right to look at the books.
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of what you're saying. Do you have a point to that? Or,
well, yeah. I mean, $20 billion is missing, according to them. All of a sudden, the guy is kicked out of his office, and the books are transferred over to the new Iraqi government, and the Iraqi government takes possession of those books and will not let him look at them anymore. Then when various agencies and nonprofits and taxpayers and senators and congressmen try to get some idea of what really happened over there, the new Iraqi government says, no, these are our books. We get to look at them.
Yeah.
Then when all sorts of lawsuits are filed in order to try to find out what happened to this money, you know, taxpayer money run through the Pentagon, they're told that if a crime occurred, that the crime happened on Iraqi soil, and it's no longer American money, it's Iraqi money, and we as taxpayers have no right to look at this money. So, you know, you study this issue. The Bush administration is stealing this money faster than it can be printed. These people were driving around town with pickup trucks with tarps over the back that had piles of freshly printed bills. These bills were on pallets.
Now, just to cut to the chase and stuff, I guess, you know, because no one is disputing that there's been a lot of corruption here. So I'm not at any rate, but I'm not sure that's the real issue either. I mean, is this a good war if only they could have fought it without corruption?
Well,
is that your position?
And first of all,
but is it a good war?
Suppose
they could account for every penny that they spent, would that make it a good war?
No war is a good war.
Well, that's not true, is it? I mean, no war is a good war.
Any war can be stopped early. And, it, for example, with Hitler, that could have been stopped way early. The people of Germany should have been able to stop him on their own.
Yeah, but they didn't. So.
Well, no, it's not that they
I mean, I didn't mean
they,
should
they,
have.
They were,
put yourself in Poland's position.
There's a lot of examples of how they were sabotaged by.
Poland gets attacked by Germany and then also by the Soviet Union about a week or so later. I mean, is that a justified war on the part of Poland? Can they fight back?
It could have been stopped even earlier.
Like, what do you think my question's answer is? Is that a justified war? Is it a good war on the part of Poland to at least fight back against that?
Well, if we're going to compare the invasion of Iraq to...
You're losing credibility on your $20 billion figure if you can't answer a question that simple.
I can answer a question, but I'm surely not going to compare Iraq to World War II.
Me neither, but you said no war is a good war, and I just want to point out that that's a false statement. That some wars are good wars.
It's not a false statement because...
Yes, it is, because Poland was justified, weren't they?
Oh, you're not going to let me talk then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And
was Poland justified?
Oh, I've read a great book about that called The Story of a Secret Government. It's a great
book. What's the answer to my question? You're not going to answer my question, are you?
Well, if you'd let me answer, I would.
Was Poland justified?
It's an amazing story because the...
no, it's not. It's a yes or no question.
The corporate state had a very big desire to take over...
I'm going to ask one more time. Do you understand baseball rules? Baseball rules are three strikes and you're out. I'm going to ask once more, was Poland justified in defending themselves against an invasion by Nazi Germany and Bolshevik Soviet Russia? What's the answer? Go ahead.
Are you playing games again or what?
Goodbye. Baseball, three strikes, you are out. Apparently some people understand the rules of baseball and others do not. But, yeah, the answer to that question is Poland was justified, weren't they? And why wouldn't somebody be able to just give that simple answer, I don't know. I'm not sure. But at least we got to bash Bush, you know, and throw out a figure that Bush is corrupt, which I don't doubt they have. And I've heard other sources say that, but I don't consider it very credible when you can't answer a simple yes or no question. Okie dokie. Larry, what you want to talk to me about?
You know what? You're a host on the radio, and I know you're going to cut me off when I get through. But you're a pretty silly person. You know what?
Why is that?
How old are you? You sound like you're a kid.
Oh, really?
Yes, you do. You sound just like a kid.
Okay. What did I say that was so childish?
Huh?
What did I say that was so childish?
You did not let the man talk.
What's? I asked him a question. Why couldn't he answer my question?
He was calling to talk. He wasn't.
No. Let's play it back. I'm going to see if you were. Let's see if you were listening to the same conversation I was. Okay. Let's see if you were listening to it. No, you weren't, were you? Goodbye. Well, we know who the child is at this point, don't we? Hey.